This is Akashwani, the news read by Hagiani. India and Vietnam today inked several MOUs in the fields of digital technology, rare earths, medical products, regulation, public sector audit, digital payment system, and culture and tourism. The agreements were signed after the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Vietnam Tho Lam in New Delhi this afternoon. During the talks, both leaders held wide-ranging discussions across the spectrum of bilateral relations, as also on regional and global issues of mutual interest. In West Bengal, preparations within the state administration have reached a peak following the declaration of the election results and ahead of the swearing-in of the new government. According to party sources, Union Home Minister Amit Shah is arriving in Kolkata today and may announce the name of the leader of the BJP Legislative Party after holding a meeting with the newly elected BJP MLAs. The swearing-in ceremony is likely to follow soon after. In Assam, Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma today tendered his resignation to Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya at the Lok Bhavan in Guwahati following the completion of the assembly election process. The resignation has paved the way for the formation of a new government in the state after the declaration of results. Speaking to the media later, Dr. Sarma said the government has accepted the resignation of the Council of Ministers and dissolved the present Legislative Assembly. He said swearing-in ceremony of the new government is likely to take place after the 11th of May. On being asked about the next chief minister of the state, he said the BJP Legislature Party will decide on the leadership, after which the new chief minister will form the Council of Ministers. In Kerala, the United Democratic Front, which secured a clear majority in the assembly elections, is continuing discussions to form the government. The Congress, which leads the front, will first decide on the chief minister, after which further discussions will be held. Japan Minister for Science and Technology Onoda Kimi today called on Minister of State for Science and Technology Jitendra Singh in New Delhi to discuss collaboration across different domains, particularly in the field of health and medical devices. Addressing the gathering, Dr. Singh said India and Japan share a natural synergy in science and technology. He said both the countries can together accelerate innovation in frontier areas and translate research into impactful societal outcomes. In Arunachal Pradesh, Chief Minister Pema Khandu today announced the enhancement of dearness allowances for employees and dearness relief for pensioners, family pensioners, from 58% to 60%, effective from 1st January 2026. Sharing the news via a social media post, Khandu informed that the revision will benefit approximately 69,248 employees and 40,477 pensioners across the state. The CM further added that arrears for the period January to April 2026 will be paid in cash, while the revised DA/DR will be included in regular monthly salary and pension thereafter. The governor has debunked a digitally altered video circulating on social media, which features Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh claiming that Pakistan jammed India's systems on 10th May last year. In a social media post, the Czech unit of Press Information Bureau clarified that the video is an AI-generated deep fake and is being circulated by Pakistani propaganda accounts to spread misinformation. The unit has also urged the citizens to not fall prey to such videos and report such suspicious content on 87997112 59 or mail at factcheck@pib.gov.in. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.